Now it's my privilege to introduce Dr. Solomon. He's a scientist, he's a geologist, he's an inventor, and a genius. And I'm sure you'll be interested in hearing what he has to say and some of his incredible work.
I have the privilege in the early years working with Ed Skilling, and he's the real genius in this field. You mentioned chemtrails, and the instruments we are going to talk about was taken care of in about one day. About 4 weeks ago, everybody got sick on me, and their blood had great big white splotches as we do the dry blood on them, and great big spokes coming out of them. And it was taking 5 to 6 days with the instruments to get them over it. In fact, I got it, and I thought I was about to die. My blood a week before had been completely normal. And I looked like I was dying of cancer when I did a blood test on myself. It's kind of a vicious thing that they're doing. There's about 1,000 pages online on chemtrails and what they're doing to us. In our lab, we were able to check to see what would take care of these. We came up that the photon genie, which will take care of 95% of these, because one of my friends is the last surviving member of his group. They gave everybody in his group anthrax. He's the last survivor. And the reason he survived is because of this type of instrument here. And what I'm trying to say is you can survive if you wish. This is one way you can do it. But I found that the instrument is very effective in getting rid of these mutating bacteria and viruses and things like that. In my clinics, in the clinics I work with in Buffalo, New York, Canada, Massachusetts, and California, that we're all getting the same thing and the people are getting very sick. Now, what we've developed, and I thank the Lord for Ed Skilling every day, is we have a way and what we call a new photon genie, which what we did is we've combined an instrument to accomplish what we're accomplishing now, where we're charging about $5,000. And we were able to combine this instrument, thanks to Ed's genius, into all four instruments into one instrument. What it's doing, it regenerates. Thanks to Valerie Hunt, some of you know of her. She called Ed Skilling one day and said, I found a frequency that regenerates everything in the body. And so we incorporated it. But we not only incorporated it, we put it in where it sweeps in the body 3,000 times. It hits every known healing frequency in the body. And we've been getting fantastic results with it. We've been regrowing kidneys, livers, spleens, bones, breaks. People come in with a break to my office. We'll put it on there 3 or 4 times in a week. They've got their cast off. The doctor doesn't believe it that it's healed. And it's doing it that fast. And I had one patient that he took out 85% of her liver. She had cancer. Within 2 weeks, we had the cancer in what I call in arrears or spontaneous remission. And in 4 weeks, we had 90% of her liver regrown. We've had some fantastic things happen. I've been successful in about 80% of the people that come to me. There's another 20%. I don't care what I do. I can't help them. But we've been getting some fantastic results. Also with this, in the clinic that I'm associated with in Massachusetts, he only takes spinal cases, and he's been getting feeling back into their bodies, and about 40% of them are moving. What we've developed is a system using the genie, which is non-toxic, non-invasive, and it's easy to use. We have found that we can regenerate the nerves with this instrument. We've been getting the nerves to regrow and bind. As you know, everything in the body is electrical. They used to think that the nerves energy between was chemicals. Now they found out it's electrical. And what we've done is we've been able, like MS patients, I have a little girl that came in to me. She couldn't walk. She was 19. She was one of the princesses of the Hawaiian Queen. And she just couldn't walk. She was getting bad. So what we did is we put her on the instrument, and within 6 weeks we had her up walking. And that's just some of the things that are happening. But we don't call them cures because the Lord cures and the MDs cure, but we don't, okay? We put it into remission or you have a change. That doesn't mean it can't come back on you. I've had people that I've gotten over tumors and they went back to their old nasty habits and their old mental strains and using NutraSweet and aspartame and all the things that aren't good for you, and they get it back. As most of you probably should know, chemo, the standard treatment in cancer patients, and radiation both grow and stimulate the growth of cancer. Chemo will slow it down slightly, and then it comes back. And it's been admitted now in the medical profession that they've lost the war on cancer, but they're looking in the wrong place. If they can't get to something that's chemical or a drug that they can patent and sell to you, they won't do it. They won't look at electronic medicine. And the whole body is electric. Every disease is electric. This instrument also generates ozone, which is very healthy. And we have two tubes. And I'm going to let Warren, who a year ago was a patient of mine, and he got hung up on this, and he's now been working with Ed Skilling about every other day. Let me turn a few minutes over to Warren here. And let me give you his experiences so you don't get it just from me. In fact, he became a convert.
Thanks, Jim. I want to personally welcome all of you to this conference. I think that all of the people that do come to this conference have a lot in common. And as Jim has said, it's nice to be with people of like mind and like spirit. I think there's another quality that applies to probably all of us. And it reminds me of about a little story I heard about a mama skunk and there are two little baby skunks. Well, she had these two little baby skunks and she named one of them out and she named one of them in. Well, one day in got out and she called out in and said, out, in is out and I want you to go out and find in and bring in. So he hops off down the trail and she thought this would be a while. And a few minutes later she looks out and they're both hopping, bounding down the trail back home. Well, later she called out over and she says, Al, how did you go out and find in, bring in so fast? He said, well, instinct. I think that we all have good instincts, good intuition, and it's a compliment to us all to be here. I think one of the things we should all do is meet as many people here as you can, not just at the booth to find out about products, etc., but to meet good people on the same team. I went to Dr. Solomon. A few months before meeting Dr. Solomon, I had found two tumors on the back of my neck. And I had been treated chiropractically for about a year and a half, thinking my neck was out of adjustment. And it was quite a traumatic surprise to me to find that it was not a vertebra out of line, but I had a couple of real hot tumors. I went to Mexico, to Tijuana, and I was in clinics for 2 months doing drips every day and giving myself shots every day. Nothing seemed to be happening. And so I had heard about Dr. Solomon from some other doctors in other parts of the world. I went to see him because of the great testimony that he had of really getting results, getting rid of bad things. So when I met Dr. Solomon, he did my blood work, and I had white rotten mass areas in the dried view of my blood, and it didn't look real good. It didn't look like I was terminal, but I was afraid enough to be terminal. And I said, well, what can we do about it? He said, oh, don't worry about it. We can get rid of those. And he was so nonchalant, I thought, oh, brother, I'm not too sure about this. So he takes me over, and he sits me down in this lazy boy recliner and gives me these tubes to hold. And so I hold these tubes, and at that point, they had a predecessor to this, and I had this one pack on me. And I'm sitting there holding these tubes, and they're going, meh, meh. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know about this. I mean, you know, these things are on my neck. They're real, they're hot, they're hurt, and I'm holding a couple of pretty tubes that are going on and off. I said, you know, I don't get it. I was spending $4,000 or $5,000 a month in Mexico, and it wasn't seeming to work. So I said, well, I'll give this a shot. I came back 2 or 3 days later. He did an analysis of my blood. It didn't look good. I was really fried, degenerated, worn out. And of course, by 2 or 3 in the afternoon every day, I really felt like it. I used to have energy all the time, never get tired, didn't need to sleep much, whatever. Now it's just the opposite. I came back 2 or 3 days later. I did the instrument again. And every time I'd ask him, well, what are we going to do about this? He says, don't worry about it. They'll go away. And I'm thinking, man, it's easy for you to say, but these hurt and they're still there. The day after my fourth treatment, which went on for about a week and a half, I was sitting in an office talking to some gentlemen, guy behind the desk, someone to my right, someone to my left, and the guy to my right said something kind of off the wall, and I turned to respond to him, turned back to the guy across the desk, and I realized as I was talking, I just turned further to the right than I had been able to do for a couple of years, and I didn't feel anything. So while I'm talking, I'm reaching back here, you know, checking and talking, and they weren't there. I like to have died. It was all I could do to get through this meeting and get out of there. I drove straight to his office. I said, I want one right now. I'm going to do this every day. Of course, being in business and being conservative, skeptical, due diligence oriented, results, facts, statistics only, it didn't take me but a few days to think, well, I wonder if they went somewhere else. And then I'm thinking, I wonder if they're going to come back. I mean, that's what these kind of things do with conventional medicine. So I stood it as long as I could, and I had moments where I felt really pretty good doing this instrument daily. After about another 4 weeks went by, I just couldn't stand it any longer. I drove out to Jim's office and I said, hey, I think it's time to do another look at my blood. Prick my finger and listen. He said, Warren, you don't need to. You're doing fine. I said, yeah, I'm doing fine, but I'm not sure. I just want to see. So he put my blood up on the slide and it came up, and where I had these white rot mass areas 4, 5, 6 weeks before, they started filling in, kind of brownish with a little greenish hue around the edges. And I didn't understand completely what it meant, but I could see the difference. I have not seen that kind of difference in blood work, working with a lot of people over a number of years, ever. I was excited because it was my blood, but I was amazed that anybody's blood would do that. And so I was really positive again. I went home and I kept doing this every day. Well, again, another few weeks go by, and that was in July, and I started in May. And so by September, I'm thinking, maybe that was just a temporary improvement. So I go back to him again. I said, hey, I'd like to see my blood again. He said, well, why? I said, well, you know, I'm just curious. I just want another picture. So we did it, put it up there, and I now have this bubbly, rich red blood with no white rot mass areas, all of it filled in, just normal-looking blood, and I am amazed beyond belief. Well, needless to say, a few of my friends noticed my overall improvement. The doctors that I went to who worked with me on my original diagnosis, I had gone back to, and they said, well, we don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, you just need to keep it up. And I couldn't tell them. In the last year, from doing this every day, other health benefits have happened. Things about my system have improved. It's just amazing how the circuitry that this genius has developed will regenerate your system. And I have learned in the last few months from doctors in the clinical setting who've used this on every kind of thing you can imagine, they're all getting results. I read the statistics of the long-term survival rate of cancer patients in this country. It's 3%. And you can wish and dream and believe and hope all you want that it'll be better because your mother, your wife, your daughter, your cousin has it, and you want them to survive, but wanting ain't going to make them survive. And guess what? All the technology, all the medicine, all the orthodox therapies in the world are working on it, and their survival rate is 3%. The doctors who've been using Ed Skilling's equipment for the last 20-something years, their survival rate is 80%. The interesting thing is, the majority of the people who use Ed Skilling's equipment also get rid of things that the doctors couldn't even diagnose. They just disappear. I have a doctor, a chiropractor in Phoenix, that got an instrument, and his massage therapist that worked with him, when he was younger, developed these blotches, kind of white patches on his skin. It was just kind of a skin disorder. And his parents had a lot of money, so they sent him to all of these practitioners, all of these dermatologists and all these institutions, and they couldn't figure out what it was. They couldn't diagnose it, so they couldn't treat it. And they tried all these drugs and therapies and creams and topical and internal. Never went away. Matter of fact, every year it went by, it got worse, and it had spread to the point where I noticed them on his arms. Well, he, incidental to this chiropractor getting the instrument, started doing it every day because he found out that it really makes you just feel better. And after 6 weeks, these blotches started going away, and now you can't see any of them anywhere on his body. Nobody understands. Nobody needs to understand. This is one happy camper. Now, it didn't appear to be life-threatening, but it was interfering with his life. He couldn't go to a swimming pool. He couldn't go outside. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't wear shorts or short-sleeve shirts. So what we have here, Ed Skilling has really developed something that's very powerful. It completely innervates your system. You know, The two main things that this does is it relaxes you completely, takes stress out of your system. It sweeps every cell of your body with pure energy, and your cells take to it like a duck to water. And at the same time, invigorates you and gives you more energy. There's nothing in medicine, herbs, vitamins, orthodox therapies at all that will make you more relaxed and give you more energy at the same time. You usually have to sacrifice one to get the other. This does both at exactly the same time. Ed Skilling worked 17 years for General Dynamics. He managed a team of 1,000 engineers. He pioneered and supervised the development of the first sea-to-air missile. This guy is a genius. And this he's been working on and developing systematically over the years for 50 years. He is recognized as the best in the world. And quite frankly, when it comes to my health, you're probably the same way. You only want to be messing around with the best. Thank you for your time.
I thought you might like to hear from somebody besides me. Okay, what it does, it reestablishes the frequency and harmonic energy state of each individual cell in the body. That's what the machine does. It takes care of pathogens, yeast, fungus, mold, bacteria, viruses, parasites. We had one practitioner in Oregon that said she didn't have any parasites. We put this on her colon. The next day she passed a whole ball of worms. Remember, if you ever take a stool sample for worms, make sure it's the full of the moon, because they don't come down except in the full of the moon. We've had patients and people that they claim they didn't have a bit of parasites in them, and then within 2 or 3 days after we get to start therapy on them, out comes all these worms and ugly looking things. It breaks up blockages, takes care of lymph. Most of you know that there's more lymph in the body than there is blood. It needs to be drained, and the only way that it even moves is when you move. It stimulates the immune system, reduces and eliminates, in 90% of the cases, pain, ozonates the body, reestablishes the cells into a normal frequency. In fact, it's what kept me going. Let me talk a little bit about your lymph. Most of your lymph is under your arms. When they do a mastectomy on a woman, they'll take out 27 of her lymph glands, and they take away her immune system. The biggest problem I've had with people that I usually don't like to take anybody that's had chemo, because their body, their immune system is gone. It's not hard to get rid of the tumors, in effect, but it's really rough to get them back to where their immune system will respond again. This technology we're doing has kind of been pioneered by Ed, myself, and Lakoski. He made a great big machine of wires and so forth, and he was sitting people back in about 1910, 1912 between it, and it was getting most of them well. It does your whole room. It goes out effectively about 40 feet. And I think that's one reason my girls like to work in my clinic. The ladies I have, they always feel good because they're always getting around these and taking them off people. And then people come in and tell, oh, I'm feeling good. That's the first time I felt good in years. You found out what was wrong and what to do. What we're doing is we've got a method to regenerate and take care of the infection. The biggest problem first is to get rid of the infection. I might mention, too, that most of you have been going to dentists. And most of them up in the recent times, at least in my lifetime, were putting mercury in the teeth, 50% in the tooth. Now, 40% of the dentists nationally are not using mercury anymore. But I find that about 60% of everybody that came into me, at least on their tests, they had mercury poisoning. And then they've added fluoride to the water, which is a rat poison. If you want brain damage, use fluoride. And I found that if you have root canals and they're infected, or you have an abscess on your tooth, if you put the tubes up here for 2 or 3 times, it'll kill the abscess, the infection in the abscess, or the infection in the root canal. I have a lot of dentists that are using this now. Just put them up here. On the outside. Or you can do it on the inside. But I like to do it on the outside, because when I had this abscess, I have a dentist in our office, and when I put it up there, he says, you're going to have a root canal. 2 days later, the infection was all gone. There was no soreness or anything. You wouldn't believe it. But that's how effective these are. Maybe we need to field some questions. There was a couple of you that had questions.
Fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, will it take care of that?
It takes about 3 weeks to get them over. Fibromyalgia is usually pain in the extremities, and it's usually caused by constipation or poisons. And the old naturopaths used to say that death starts in the colon. And what happens is you're getting pain shooting up in here because of the infection, because you're not eliminating enough. I have women that come into me that they tell them it's all right to have one bowel movement a week, and they've got 15 pounds of crap in them. What happened was I was dying in the early 70s from cancer, and I couldn't hardly walk. I still have a little residue from that.
You said everything in the body's electrical, but it's also magnetic, isn't it?
Well, magnets are electrical. Electrical frequencies coming out. The only thing I advise is do not sleep on a magnetic bed. They're great for about an hour or two, but don't sleep on them all the time. It ruins your aura balance around your body. Go ahead.
Will this also take and work on stuff like arthritis, where the calcium deposits?
It takes the pain out.
Okay.
And it also moves the lymph, which is part of the reason you have arthritis, because of the blockage of the lymph. Questions?
The regeneration that you talked about of the cells, do you have any experience regenerating brain cells after a stroke?
Yes. Also, if you'll notice, you can use these tubes up on your... Let's say you have fungus. Usually fungus starts in the ears, and you can put the tubes up on your ears here and kill the fungus. And also you can stimulate all the acupuncture points. You remember, the ears are like a baby upside down. I believe that mentally causes a lot of problems, okay? We get stressed. We have husband or wife problems. We're getting chemically poisoned. 90% of the food in the store is not good for you. 50% of the food in the health food store is not good for you. You need an instrument. And that's the reason for survive and thrive. Thank you very much. Bob, thanks for inviting me. Thank you.